Welcome to the Board Games with Scott podcast. This is just the audio from the Board Games with Scott videos. To see the full videos, head over to www.boardgameswithscott.com.
Greetings! Welcome to Board Games with Scott, a weekly video log or vlog where I take a board game each week, explain it, and review it. My goal is to help you make purchasing decisions about which of the many board games out there you might find enjoyable. This week I'm going to be talking about my gateway game, that is, the game that got me into this whole genre of gaming, and that is Adel Verpflichtet, the older version of it is called Hoity Toity. It's also been called By Hook or By Crook. It's been released a number of times. But currently, if you like the sound of this game, what you should look for is a game called Hoity Toity. But the gameplay is the same. The parts might be a little different, but you'll still get the general idea. This is a game of simultaneous selection, where we're all going to be picking actions that we're going to take at the same time, and I'm trying to pick my action based upon what I think you're going to do. It's a game about collecting artwork, and is an interesting, fast-moving game because you're never sitting around waiting for things to going on. It's always going on at the same time. You're always taking turns at the same time, so you're always involved with the game. Now let's look inside the box and see what comes with this game. So here's what comes inside, at least the version of the game that I have. This will play 2 to 5 players, and this is actually the game of the year in 1990, so it's a fairly old game as far as these games go. You've got a fairly colorful board, which indicate different manor houses that you're going to be traveling around and exhibiting art. You have jail, which I'll talk about a little bit later, and you have the auction house, which is up here. The game comes with some pawns for each player, and some nice large cards which represent pieces of art. They'll have a picture on it, but what's more important than the picture is the color, which is the same as the letters. The letter A is always a green card, and there's a year up at the top, which will come into play a bit later for breaking ties. The important part of the game are these cards, these small cards, and each player is going to have a set of these small cards, and that's what you're going to be using to make all of your action choices. Notice there aren't any dice in the game because everything is actually determined by small numbers that are at each auction house, which I'll talk about a bit later. So now that you see what all the parts are, let's take a look at how they go together in gameplay. The first important concept that you need to understand in this game is the concept of a set of cards. The goal of this game is to build up the longest set of cards, meaning the most cards that are considered a set. And cards in a set have to be continuous as far as their letters are concerned. So in this case, if this were the cards in my hand, and you keep these hidden, if I had A, B, B, C, E, F, right now I have a set of cards over here. I have A, B, B, C, which are one set of cards. And then I have E, F, and they're not connected into that set. So one thing I would want to do in the game is to try and get a D card. Because if I could get a D, then I would have, this would all be one set. It would be so my set would be of length 7. So that's a fairly long set, and that's what you want to do, is you want to build up long sets. You can also lose cards during the game. So if I were to lose this C, for example, then I would be back down to 2 sets of length 3, and you only get to count a single longest set. So it's important to keep an eye on that when you're determining what cards to get. These are the cards that you will have in your hand to help you choose what actions you're going to take during the game. The way this will work is there's a stage 1 and a stage 2. And in the first stage of the game, each player will choose one of these two secretly. They'll either choose that they're going to go to the auction house. If you're going to the auction house, you're most likely going to attempt to win one of the items that's up for sale. Those are the items you saw in the middle of the board. Or you're going to the castle. The castle is where you're going to attempt to show off your display and move on the board, or steal things from other people. So first, everyone secretly picks whether they're going to the auction house or the castle. And then everyone reveals what they're doing, and you deal with the people who went to the auction house first. And it tells you on the auction house card what you can then do. It'll tell you you're either going to play a check or a thief. So everyone that has now played the auction house picks up this set of cards that they have. They will then secretly pick one, either a check with a money amount or a thief, and show it at the same time. The person who puts out the highest numbered check loses that check. It goes into the till in the game, and they get to pick their choice of the 2 pieces of artwork that are currently displayed for auction. The other players get to take their checks back in their hands. If someone plays a thief, they get to steal the check. So if one person plays a thief, they get to steal the check that was just used to buy something in auction. However, if multiple people play thieves, they get in each other's way, and nobody gets a check. The person who wins the auction just pays their check as normally, and it goes out of the game. So by going to the auction house, you can either pay checks to attempt to win a piece of art or play a thief to get checks from other people. Your other choice is the castle. So if you go to the castle, you have three choices. You can put on an exhibit, show a detective, or show a thief. And again, everyone that's picking castle will then pick their second action. If you put exhibit down, that means you're going to show off an exhibit. You're going to show the longest exhibit that you want to show, and the player who shows the longest exhibit gets to move ahead on the board. You move ahead based upon the spaces of where the leader is. So this number here, 4, indicates that the person who shows the biggest exhibit gets to move ahead 4 spaces. The person who shows the second biggest exhibit gets to move ahead 2 spaces. The thief will get to steal from anyone that shows things in the exhibits. And unlike in the auction house, multiple thieves will get to steal multiple pieces of art. So if one person plays an exhibit and 3 people play thieves, then 3 of their items are going to get stolen. So they will probably choose a small exhibit of things that they wouldn't mind losing because they know they're going to get thugged. There's also a detective. If any detective is played, they capture the thieves, and the thieves go to jail. The thieves do still get to steal goods, though, before they run off to jail. But the detective will then, that player will get to move ahead the number of spaces equal to their place in the game. So if they're in 5th place, they get to move ahead 5 spaces if they catch any thieves. That's the reward for catching thieves. So that's the way gameplay works. You're either going to go to the auction house and buy stuff with these, or you're going to go to the castle and display stuff, steal stuff, or try to catch the thieves. As the game goes on, the jail will fill up with thieves. There's only 5 cells for thieves to be in. And so what will happen, right now, each player has 2 thieves. Both of Red's thieves have been caught. Everyone knows Red can't play a thief. But let's say someone else gets caught, if Yellow gets caught again. They then go in this way. This guy comes out. All the rest of them move over by 1. And so Yellow gets this thief back. And Red knows as soon as another thief gets caught, he'll get his thief back. So that might be another incentive for Red to play the detective to try and get more thieves out. When any one player crosses into this final dinner table setting, the game ends. Everyone then shows their single best exhibit that they've got. And the person who's got the best exhibit moves ahead 8. The person with the second best exhibit moves ahead 4. Many times the game is decided by this end of game display. And that's it. You go through phase after phase, choosing to either go to the auction house and get more stuff, or go to the exhibits and exhibiting your stuff, or try to steal stuff from each other. You're always involved because you're always making choices. There are no individual turns. Everyone's taking turns at the same time. I really like this game. This is the game that introduced me to this whole genre. It's a good game for kids and adults playing together. I give this game a solid A. It's something I've enjoyed. It ends fairly quickly. It takes about an hour. And it ends at the right time. You know, you're ready for the game to end. When it ends, doesn't seem to go on too long. So I give this game a big thumbs up. Again, if you're looking for it, you want to look for Hoity Toity. That's the name you can get now. It's also been called by Hook or by Crook, or the version I've got, Adele Verfliechtet. So with that, I will thank you for coming to Board Games with Scott. Have one of these that comes up each week. If you want to see more of them, go to boardgameswithscott.com. Just as a side note, if you want to learn more about these games in general, I will suggest that you take a visit to boardgamegeek.com. That's a great community of all sorts of board game fans, and you can ask them questions about these games and get involved with what's going on out there. So, I'll see you next week with another review of an interesting game. Take care. Bye-bye.
Games with Scott is under the Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share Alike license. Scott can be reached at scott@scottnicholson.com.